Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are on Shabbos Daf Gimel. This Daf only has one Pasuk, and that's found on Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Pasuk is in Vayikra, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Zayin, and it reads as follows. V'im nefesh achas techeta bishkaga me'am ha'aretz, if one soul will sin by mistake from among the people, ba'asoysa, when it does, achas mimitzvois Hashem, one of the commandments of God, asher lo yisei osena v'ashem, and they will, one of the negative commandments which they should not be doing, and they become guilty. What is this referring to? So the Gemara over here explains the context of this. It's a drasha in the name of Rebbe, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa ha'oyse es kulo v'loy ha'oyse es miktsasa. That in order to be liable for the Chiyuv Shabbos, which is explaining the cases of the Mishnah, where you have two people who are helping each other to perform the mitzvah of Shabbos, the one does the Akira and the one does the Hanocha in the Mishnah, the one picks it up and the one puts it down. The reason why there's a patur in both of those cases is because ultimately, in the end of the day, the person needs to be a person who does the entire action from beginning to start to be chayv on Hilchos Shabbos. At the end of the Braisa, quotes Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, quotes a very similar idea. Ba'asoysa, yochid sha'asa achayv, shnaim asa sha'asa hu paturim. If it's one who did it, then that one is chayv. If two did it, they are paturim, they are exempt. So this is what the Gemara darshins. Let's try to understand the context of this. What is this pasuk referring to in the first place? So it's worthwhile noticing that if you go to the beginning of Perek Dalad in Vayikra, if you read that entire Perek, you'll see that it's divided into roughly into four paragraphs, and it's really worthwhile, the first part of the Perek. It's worthwhile understanding what this Perek is about. For those who've learned the Gemara in Horios, this Perek should be incandescently clear. This is the Perek which talks about the Korban Chatas, the sin offering which is brought for a mistake. That means to say when a person made a mistake, they either did not know that this was Asr, or they did not know that they were in the context that this would be Asr. So they didn't know it was Shabbos today, but they did know it's Asr in general. And there are four permutations as to what what is being described over here. So first of all, the first paragraph talks about Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechta. If the Kohen, the leader, makes a mistake, he brings a Korban Chatas for his sin. If all of Israel sin, that's when what's called a par he'elem dova shel tzibur, when the Beis Din makes a decision which most of the people follow, and they made a mistake. And then we have asher nosiyachta, we have if a leader will make a mistake and do commit a sin. And finally, our pasuk, which is v'im nefesh achas techta bishkaga. Four different permutations as to when a person brings a korban chatas and for the different levels that it is brought. It's worthwhile noting, as the Ralbag points out based on the Gemara, that the criteria for bringing a korban chatas are, in the case when it is achas b'mitzvah Hashem, one of the commandments of Hashem, asher lo yisei osena v'ashem. We're referring to a negative commandment that comes with guilt with it, which is interpreted to mean that it's got a chiyuv kares were it to be done in with intent. That means to say, if the person were to do this specifically with intention, they would be cut off from the nation of Israel. If a person does that by a mistake, that would be an example of when a korban chatas is brought. So it's a high-stakes korban. We're talking about where somebody should be more vigilant. And Shabbos is one of those examples, which is why the Gemara in Shabbos is quoting this about carrying hoitzah mirashus lirashus, which is the first Mishnah in Shabbos. But to understand the drasha in itself, we need the Malbim. And the Malbim says that the reason why this drasha is made is because we need to contrast it with the previous three cases of mistakes, whether it be the Kohen HaMashiach, where the Kohen made a mistake, or all of the community based on the Beis Din made a mistake, or a Nasi, a chieftain, a leader of the community made a mistake. In all those cases, the mistake that was made by a leader. And specifically in the second case, where the Beis Din made a decision, and that decision impacted the individuals. In those cases, because the collective was ultimately following the decision, or albeit an incorrect decision, of Beis Din or a leader, in that case, the individuals bear no responsibility. That's specifically why when it talks about if it's nefesh achas, when you talk about a specific soul that sins in this case, in our case, that it has to be that the entire responsibility of their actions are themselves. Because it is in contrast with the previous three cases, where the responsibility is not necessarily themselves, but the leader. Therefore, that is what the Gemara is tuning into, is understanding that the full responsibility is on the person, which is why if a person commits half an action, that would not make the cut necessary to be chayav a korban chatas when it is b'shoigeg in this particular instance. Just to put things in a greater context and understanding Perek Dalet in Sefer Vayikra. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.